Chapter 3. Woebegone. Plagueis' instincts about Baldemnik were correct. The planet's rugged beauty was of a sort that appealed to the hedonistic side of human nature, and would one day draw the wealthiest of that species to bask in the warm light of its primary, tow its pristine sands, swim in its animated waters, and dine on the toothsome fish that filled its vast oceans. But in those days, humans were still relatively scarce in that part of the Outer Rim, and most visitors to Baldemnik hailed from hut space or the far reaches of the Perlemian trade route. And so Captain Elan La was Togruta, and her first mate, a Zabrak named Makap. The Woebegone's pilot was a Balasar, her navigator, a Dresselian, and her three crew members, Clatuinian, Kalish, and an Aqualish of the Quara race. Near humans all, to use the term favored at that time in the Corps, where chauvinism had been raised to an art form. The only non-sentient was a bipedal multi-appendaged droid called 114D after its model number. Baldemnik was but one of their planetary haunts. As often as not, they could be spotted on Vestral, Sikkim 4, or Carlix's Folly. But all was similar in that Captain Law and her shipmates rarely saw anything more of the planets than what lay within a radius of 5 kilometers from the principal spaceports. And their contact with Indigenes was limited to spaceport functionaries, merchants, information brokers, and those in the pleasure professions. Theirs was a precarious business, at a time when pirates plied the intersystem trade routes, hyperspace beacons were few and far between, and a lapse in judgment could result in disaster. The cost of fuel was exorbitant. Corrupt customs officials had to be bribed, and import-export taxes were subject to change without notice. Delays meant that cargoes of foodstuffs could lose the freshness that made them desirable, or worse yet, spoil altogether. Dangers were manifold, and the earnings were meager. You had to love the work, or perhaps be on the run, from the law, yourself, or whoever else. As a consequence of having imbibed too much local grog and gambled away too many hard-earned credits, and perhaps as atonement for so much carousing, concerns about the coming trip had bobbed to the surface of Captain Law's mind like an inflated balloon held underwater, then released. "No oversights this run," she was warning the crew in a gentle way as they made their way across the landing zone to their waiting ship. The fact that she had used the same euphemism Bleer had to minimize the impact of the near catastrophe he had caused made all of them laugh, except the Balasar, who lowered his head in mock shame, his twin antenna palps deepening in color.
"We take your meaning, Captain," Makap said. "No inopportune omissions." "Ineradicable errors," the Kalish Pepe Roche interjected.
"Dumbass mistakes," Duzuto completed, his close-set inward-curving tusks in need of a thorough scaling.
The captain allowed them a moment of merriment. "I'm serious," she said as they approached the Woebegone's lowered boarding ramp. "I'll say it again. This ship operates as a democracy. I'm your captain because knowing who's good at what is just something I have a talent for." She looked at Bleer. "Do I ever tell you how to pilot?" Then at Simisali. "Do I ever question your decision about jump points?"
"No, Captain," the two said, as if by rote.
"So I'm simply speaking as a member of what should be a competent team and not as a commander." She blew out her breath in a way that shook her trio of striped headtails. "Either we turn a profit on this run, or we think about going to the huts for another loan." Even Wandao, who had more dealings with various huts than anyone else, bemoaned the mere prospect. "That's right," La told the tall Clatuinian. "And don't any of you fool yourself into thinking that we can float an honest loan, because no bank worth its assets is going to accept the Woebegone as collateral." Makap and Bleer traded quick glances before the Zabrak said,
"Excuse me for saying so, Captain, but you didn't seem particularly concerned about credits last night."
"Watch what you say," La told her first mate, barely restraining a smile.
"I thought you were ready to give that young thing the ship," Pepe said, joining the tease.